6-year-old girl attacked by homeless man in Santa Monica. Police are still looking for the man who attacked a 6-year-old girl in the face while she was walking with her parents in Santa Monica March 10. The girl and her family, who were visiting from the East Coast, were walking with a friend down Main Street chatting and eating ice cream about 7 p.m. Sunday when the attack occurred, according to the friend, Christina Tulloch, of Venice. "We walked by the bus stop, and he reached out and punched her," Ms. Tulloch told California Insider. "It happened so quickly. The disheveled and wild-eyed man was sitting on a bench with garbage thrown all around him and appeared to be on drugs or having a mental breakdown," Ms. Tulloch added. "He started screaming, 'You don't know who I am,'" she said, and fled after he struck the girl. Scared and in shock, Ms. Tulloch said she picked the child up from the ground and handed her to her father, called 911, and then followed the man for about a block, adrenaline racing, she said. Officers arrived quickly at the location, which was on the border of Santa Monica and Venice. Santa Monica police have not confirmed if the suspect was homeless, according to a spokeswoman. The suspect was described by police as a 6'1", 30-35-year-old black man wearing a black jacket and blue jeans, according to Lieutenant Erica Acliffe. "The child was not seriously injured," Ms. Acliffe told the Epoch Times in an email. "Detectives investigating the assault are trying to locate and obtain video of the incident," she said. According to Ms. Tulloch, the girl is still shaken by the ordeal. "Santa Monica and Venice are not safe," she said. "There are people who are having meth rages and people who are just on the brink of insanity. There's very little urgency in addressing it, and we as citizens are expected to deal with it." John Alea, co-founder of the nonprofit Santa Monica Coalition, said such incidents happen often in the city. He said he hoped the incident would bring the issue to light for local politicians, whom he said were downplaying it. "The sad thing about this is, it happened to someone so young. I hope she doesn't suffer trauma for years to come," Mr. Alea told California Insider. He estimated 10 assaults occur in the city each week. The coalition, which has conducted its own homeless count, estimates the transient population to be around 2,000 in Santa Monica. "The majority of those are on drugs and are not from California," Mr. Alea said. Mr. Alea, who owns a real estate company, was a victim of a random attack last year at Palisades Park, also in Santa Monica, near luxury hotels. It was September 19, a Tuesday, and he was taking a break from negotiating a lease on Ocean Avenue, he said. "I made a mistake and I left my car without my mace and my stun gun," Mr. Alea said. He was assaulted from behind by a man he suspects was high on methamphetamine. As he was lying on the ground unconscious, the suspect kicked him in the head 17 more times, he said. Mr. Alea was rushed to a hospital and underwent 2 surgeries to fix a broken jaw. A month later, he underwent 2 brain surgeries after a brain bleed developed, he said. Although police arrested the man suspected of attacking Mr. Alea, he said the problem continues. In addition to the assaults, about 4 people die in Santa Monica from drug overdoses each week, he said. In February, the coalition, made up of residents, business owners, and other locals, sued the Los Angeles County Public Health Department and a local family clinic, and plans to sue several former city officials over an ongoing needle distribution program that they say has increased the number of homeless addicts in the city's parks and surrounding residential areas. Los Angeles County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath, who represents Santa Monica among other communities, has taken action to address homelessness and behavioral health needs in the county and in Santa Monica, her office told California Insider. Those include authoring an emergency declaration on homelessness and launching a therapeutic van pilot program in Santa Monica staffed by the county's mental health department to support people in crisis, her spokeswoman Constance Farrell said. The county has also provided 25 homeless people in Santa Monica with shelter in February through the county's Homeless Encampment Resolution Program, Ms. Farrell added. Police are encouraging anyone who has video of Sunday's incident to contact the department's watch commander at 310-458-8427.